I personally believe
there are known knowns. There are things we know that we know.
These allegations are false.
Either you're with us, you're either with us or you're with the enemy. That's clear. Or you're with the enemy. There's no in between.
A few months ago, I told the American people I did not trade arms for hostages.
There is no doubt that Saddam Hussein now has weapons of mass destruction.
I never told anybody to lie.
The one option that we do not have is to do nothing.
The one choice we don't have is to do nothing.
Doing nothing is no longer an option.
That U.S. Americans are unable to do so.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
My heart and my best intentions still tell me that's true.
Calculated the cost of inaction versus the cost of action.
There are known unknowns. That is to say, there are things that we now know we don't know.
History shows that you are always surprised.
We have to assume there's more there than we know.
Our intelligence is always imperfect.
And by the way, we don't know how close he is to a nuclear weapon right now.
Because some people out there in our nation don't have that.
No, he wants one.
My heart and my best intentions still tell me that's true. But the facts and the evidence tell me it is not.
But there are also unknown unknowns. There are things we do not know, we don't know.
And those meetings obviously were and need to remain confidential.
So we will be able to build up our future.
But we don't know.